But now, welcome on the call, the head coach at Campbell, Mike Minter. Good afternoon, Coach Minter.
Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
Doing just fine. Quite a game in Buies Creek on Saturday night. Your team falls behind and battles back. We come up a little short, 28-24 to Elon. Just give me your impressions on that game.
Yeah, we ran out of time, Rob. I wish we had a couple more seconds on the clock. And I'm proud of my guys of coming back from a bad first half. I mean, you get down 21-3 in this league, the game should be over. But these guys started to fight back and understand, what we was trying to get to, and they was able to get an opportunity with the ball at the end of the game to win the game, and that's that's a great thing. My defense has been playing really well in the second half. I just got to figure out how to get them to start the game that way. Great job in the second half of really shutting down what Elon was doing.
Have you been at? I was going to ask you about that. Have you been able to put your finger on anything? Because you guys dug a pretty big hole at Monmouth, and you're able to battle back and get the win. Like you said, it almost happened again Saturday. Have you figured out what's going on with the slow start?
I you know what? It's a situation where in this game was different than what Monmouth game was about. This game was really about personal fouls. We had five personal fouls in that second quarter. How do you do that? How do anybody do that? And so I look at that and I say, man, how do you call that many personal fouls? I gotta ask the crew that, right? So if they don't get them personal fouls, they don't have 21 points. And I think that attributed to them getting a 21-3 lead.
First question from Chris Clark. Good afternoon, Chris.
Coach Minter, always a pleasure to see you there, bud. Rob kind of took my question there about the slow start and a personal foul thing there. You kind of answered. Thank you. Looking ahead to this week, a squad that you've seen before last year. Is there anything that you can take from last year's game to this year's game? Because they're a pretty different looking team, man. They got a lot better after they played you all, correcting the mistakes that they made against you guys down at Buies Creek.
Well, they champions, man. I don't think they lost another game after us. And so I'm sure the coach got this game circled. He been thinking about this game since last year, and so it's nothing that we have to take from last year. It's a different team that we have, a different team that they have, and we got to be ready to play because again, that's a championship squad, and we got to play championship football to win that game.
When in preparing for the squad, it was Davius right up until last week and the second half of UCLA. And then Walker Harris comes in, does something that they haven't seen in 2 decades down there, throwing touchdown passes at the Circle City Classic. Is it a case of you all just doing you, or how tough is it to prepare for, two different guys under center back there?
Well, their offense didn't change. They still did the same stuff, even though Walker came into the ball game. The only difference is they're not going to run him like they do the other quarterback. And so, we'll be prepared for their offense more than it is prepared for that quarterback. The only difference is one is left-handed, one is right-handed, and so you might have to, account for that. But other than that, man, they're going to run their offense and do what they do. Why would you change when things are being successful? He just came in and hit some big shots. I mean, he was on target. He was ready to go. That was the thing with him. And he takes a little bit more chances, it looks like, down the field with his arm. And so, our DB's got to be ready to rock and roll, and we got to get pressure. And that's one thing we have not done in the first 4 weeks, and get pressure on the quarterback.
You kind of hit, you're leading right into the next one here. I had two left, and that was the last one there about getting pressure on him is a way to create it, bringing it more often, dialing up more blitzes. What do you have in that bag here is if, that you can share, obviously?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's any tricks that I have. That we just got to win one-on-one battles. It's more of us winning one-on-one battles than it is coming up with some type of scheme to get to the quarterback.
I just want to ask you about playing up there in Dermot, O'Kelly Riddick. Different environment. How does that compare? I mean, Barker Lane's got its own feel and vibe when it gets full and rocking. How does it feel on the road, especially at a place like Central?
Yeah, well, you know, we went to Jackson, so we know what that is. It's homecoming. So we know what that crowd looks like. We went to A&T. We play them on homecoming, which is the greatest one on earth, right? So, you know, the atmosphere we used to. And then, of course, we went up to Delaware State and played them. So this is not going to be unusual for us. This is just another game on the road. And we understand the environment that we're going into. It's going to be loud. It's going to be rocking and they're going to be there to support their football team. Again, man, when you're a champion, everybody want to be part of that. And, you know, I'm sure the crowd is going to be, you know, excited about wishing their guys back home because they've been on the road the last couple games. And so I think this is going to be a great turnout for them and be a great environment to get our guys into.
Thank you, Coach. Looking forward to it Saturday.
Thank you.
Next question, Mike, from JB Ricks. Good afternoon, JB.
Coach Minter, how you doing, man? Thanks for taking out the time, as usual. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just wanted to sneak in one question. Chris got all the good questions, as usual. You know, he's the man at this thing or whatever. But I did want to sneak in one question about VJ Wilkins getting another CAA rookie honor. Redshirt freshman is out here doing his thing right now. Well, what are you seeing from him that's allowing him to be so successful so far?
You know, JB, anytime you can run really fast in football, going to be all right. And so that's the difference with him, man. He has track speed. He's elite with his speed, and he has the ability to stop and go. When you add those combinations together, you're going to be successful in football. Just get the kid in space and let him do what he do. That's really what VJ has brought to the table. You know, when he came in and he redshirted last year, we didn't know if the kid was going to be able to, you know, withstand being away from home. He went through a battle there. And I tell you guys that because, you know, it's not always easy to become what you have was created to become on this football field. And he went through some tough times, some mental battles. And me and him talked every day over that month period while he was here. And, you know, he wanted to go home and all that things. And he stuck it through. And I think that's a message for all the young people today is, man, look, don't give in to your feelings, you know. Stick it through, man. Keep showing up. Keep doing the work. And eventually you'll break through and then you'll become – what the Most High has created you to become. And now you're talking about a kid that's been celebrated for 2 weeks of just 4 weeks into the season in the CAA, a great conference with 15 teams. That's amazing for you to be honored 2 weeks out of the four that you've played.
Sound advice right there, Coach. Thank you so much for that. And good luck on Saturday, man. Should be a fun
Thank
one.
You. Yes.
Coach, it was a Rahash Malik season high, 367 yards through the air, but your running game, only 35 yards. What was it that Elon did, or was it just kind of the way the game was where you had to throw it to get back in it?
Well, it was a combination of both, right? Elon did a great job of saying, today you're not going to run the ball, which is why we threw the ball for 300-something yards. Mm-hmm. They were not going to let that happen. And you got to give them credit. For what they did. Secondly, it is the game, right? You're down 21-3. You're not running the football anymore. And you got a half to try to catch up. You're going to be throwing the football a lot more. And so even with that, I thought Elon still said, okay, we're still not going to let you run the football. And so we had to create ways to get the ball out outside. And Hodge did a great job of doing that. You know, I don't think he ever threw for that many attempts. And so, you know, he had a great game and really gave us an opportunity to, you know, that last drive to try to win the game. And so proud of how this kid is playing. I'm proud of the fact that we take what the defense has given us. And if it's, you know, we got to throw the ball 45, 50 times, then that's what we have to do. And if we have to run the football, that's what we will do. And so I'm proud of the fact that Hodge is leading that charge and, you know, helping our offense figure it out as we go through the game.
You touched on a little bit with Chris, but before I let you go, talk about North Carolina's Stemple program, the defending MEAC champs. Over the last couple of years, they've become a nationally ranked program. What has impressed you with the growth of their program, and what are you guys going to need to do on Saturday to be able to beat them?
Well, one, we're going to have to play physical, and we're going to have to match their athleticism. We got to match their intensity. Because again, they didn't have this game circled. So they're going to come in with energy and wanting to right the wrong that they had last year. And so we got to match that. And I think if we do those two things, we'll be fine in the game. But again, they champions, they got confidence. When you have confidence, it is so hard to deal with you. And I think that's the other piece is that, the confidence of their football team. When you win a championship, you walk around different, you present different, and that's tough to deal with. So I think the growth of their program is that they became champions, and you carry yourself a little bit different when you're a champion.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Good luck on Saturday against North Carolina Central, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.